This is KUT. The city of Austin is losing one of its executives. City manager Mark Ott announced 2 weeks ago he'd take a job in D.C. after more than 8 years managing the city. Ott will leave at the end of October. But as KUT's Audrey McGlinchey reports, the city most likely won't get a replacement until next summer.
The process could take up to 9 months, maybe longer. The first item, who will serve as interim city manager during this hunt for a permanent one? The council has been discussing this privately and will continue the conversation early next week. As for who will be picked as Ott's permanent replacement, it looks like the city will need to pick a search firm first to do the recruiting. They could have that company in place by October, and it would identify candidates throughout the winter.
In February, we could potentially come back with the top 5 to 10 candidates and also conducting the first round of interviews. Views for the semifinalists based on your feedback.
Joya Hayes with the city's Human Resources Department laid out a rough timeline for council members Tuesday. If all goes well, we could have a new city manager appointed in May and sitting down at his or her desk by June. But the process won't just go from headhunters to a council vote. City staff stressed this week that public engagement will be very important, from getting Austinites to weigh in on the qualifications for a new city manager to picking our new city manager from the list of finalists. But Mayor Steve Adler wants even more public input. He and Mayor Pro Tem have proposed putting together a citizen panel that would serve as a liaison between the public and the search firm collecting candidates. And while the city could begin looking for a permanent replacement before it names the interim city manager, city staff says having someone ready to start by June could be too ambitious. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.